This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak with Nick Vosburgh, who's president of TechAssist, LLC, in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World.
Hi, Mark, and thank you.
We're mainly going to talk about DuPont Circle and what you've done there. Tell our non-Washingtonian listeners what DuPont Circle is and how important a place it is in the social ecology of our nation's capital.
Sure. DuPont is a well-known neighborhood in Washington. It's kind of an eclectic cultural neighborhood. It's located basically on the border of the business district and where the residential district starts in Washington, which is one of the reasons why we selected the spot. It's well-known in Washington, and it's been featured, I know, in several movies. So.
And it's got local businesses and small sort of shops, offices, and a lot of pedestrian traffic.
Exactly. It's one common name you'll probably hear about Washington in terms of a neighborhood would be Georgetown, and it has a very similar feel to it. It has a lot of smaller restaurants and independent local stores, so it's a great neighborhood.
In fact, it's an ideal place for a wireless hot zone.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. tell us what first tell us just a little bit about TechAssist LLC, what it is, what it does generally, and then we can talk about what you did in DuPont Circle.
Sure. We're a technology support provider. What that means is we basically provide technology consulting and support services to small to medium-sized businesses in the Washington and Baltimore metropolitan area, anywhere from helping them create wireless networks or advising them on building networks up that are in line with their business goals, or outsourcing their IT or supplementing their IT staff.
Okay. Tell us exactly what you've done here in DuPont Circle.
Basically, what we did is set up a free wireless hotspot along with other sponsors of the project. What that is basically any user with a laptop or a PDA Wi-Fi capable device can go to the Circle and browse the Internet for free.
24 hours a day if they want to move in?
Yes, exactly.
Is the system within range of business offices? Can people now fire their DSL provider and use your network all the time?
Well, possibly. I wouldn't quite recommend getting rid of their ISP yet.
Right.
Wi-Fi technology, as you know, is complex, and performance and quality is dependent on a lot of variables. So,
how much what's the data rate that you're providing upstream and downstream, and how many users can you handle with this installation?
Currently, the bandwidth dedicated to the project is 6 megabits per second down,
right,
and 1.5 up. And currently, in terms of testing loads, we've simulated up to 55 users on it at the same time, and it's so far handled the load very efficiently.
How many users do you have right now? Can you tell?
Well, the project's only been live since July 22nd.
Right.
In the month of July, we had about 375 users.
Right.
And then as of August 8th, we had about 165 users so far in August.
Okay.
So it's relatively new, but so far we're very happy with the response.
Have you been doing surveys of your users to find out who they are and what they're using it for?
We do have a feedback email set up on the main website,
right,
DuPontWireless.com, and we have been getting a fair amount of feedback back from people using the project.
Okay. How much did it cost to do this, if you can say, and who's paying for it?
Basically, the cost of the project is a variable, I would say. There's no real way to pin down the amounts because several of the vital services provided to the project were donated by the sponsors of the project. For example, the bandwidth required for the project was donated graciously by Ally Telecom Group.
So they essentially provide the backhaul.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and Wi-Fi transmitters? What kind are you using?
We're actually using Cisco access points.
Okay.
For the project.
Okay. And are some people getting in the act as sponsors without any technical expertise just for the notoriety of doing it?
Exactly. The other sponsors, some of them are not in the IT industry. For example, Jerry's Hotel, which is providing the physical space to mount the equipment.
Right.
As well as the law offices of Colin and King, who developed the acceptable use policy and the terms and conditions for the project.
So they contributed in kind as well.
Exactly.
Okay. What's been the reaction in the media there in Washington? Is this seen as a big breakthrough or just a run-of-the-mill part of the evolution of digital communication?
I think as far as media coverage in D.C., so far it's been excellent. I think it definitely has been viewed as a breakthrough, especially since the project is being corporate sponsored. We haven't sought any local government funding or nonprofit funding to accomplish the project. So it's been something of a shock. Other hotspots have been set up in the area, including in Alexandria, Virginia, and that was done with local government funding.
Were you involved in that?
No, we weren't.
But the city of Alexandria has done something.
Yes, exactly.
What about the city government of Washington, D.C.? Has it shown any interest in doing what Philadelphia is doing as a municipality supporting wireless broadband?
To be honest, I wouldn't be able to speak on their interest level.
Right.
We've been contacted by other organizations in D.C. about setting up hotspots, but as of yet, we don't have any signed agreements, so I can't comment on that
Okay.
with you.
Do you see the potential to put more hotspots in Washington with more sponsors?
Definitely. I think that this is a model that can be replicated to other areas of the city, even larger areas. There is currently a project going on the nation's mall and Capitol Hill, and that's done by Open Park, and they're looking to provide free wireless on the mall and at the Capitol Hill.
Open Park?
Open Park Project is the name of the group.
Are you affiliated with them, or you just know what they're up to?
We just know what they're up to.
And they want to put a Wi-Fi hotspot on the mall and on Capitol Hill.
Yes, correct.
Okay, maybe I'll talk to them and see what they're doing.
Sure.
All right, just any final remarks you have about why you did this and how you see it evolving going forward?
Well, the sponsors of the project had definitely been paying attention to what was going on in other cities across the country, like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Philly, especially with their wireless movements, New York, and saw that hotspots were going up with government or municipality assistance. And we thought we could provide the same level of service and give something back to the community as a group of sponsors that had the vital components in order to make a hotspot work. TechAssist, with its technical expertise to accomplish this project, Ally Telecom to provide the bandwidth, Jerry's Hotel for the actual physical location, and Coleman King to help us with the legal requirements of setting up a project like this.
Have the multitudinous conservative think tanks in Washington, who are constantly touting the idea that private initiative ought to be controlling rather than government spending, come to your defense and are out there every day telling everyone a great thing you're doing?
I guess you would expect them to, but so far, no. There has been some interest, I think, in the cultural impact of the project.
Say something about that.
I think there was, I wouldn't say a concern, but a discussion about whether or not hotspots would affect culturally the area or the essence of a park.
Right.
And I think overwhelmingly the opinion has been that it's something that will only add in value to these areas. Because you're not only creating an area where people can go with their laptops and browse the internet. As the technologies surrounding the internet, such as delivering broadband audio and video, you're just opening the door and the possibilities to new and exciting things that you could do outside, the confines of your home,
Right, and in
your
fact, if a lot of people are sitting in the park doing their work, they're going to need to eat after a while, and that'll support local restaurants. And they're
Yes,
going to need to
exactly.
shop for other stuff, and that'll support local stores.
Right, exactly. Or, for example, you do a video conference with a friend while you're sitting in a park
Right.
and enjoy the outdoors.
All right. How's the outdoors right now in Washington?
Pretty good. It's been relatively hot lately, but I think we're pretty lucky right now for typical Washington weather.
Okay, good. All right, I want to thank you for adding something to the digital ecology of our nation's capital, and I hope we can talk again after a while and get a further report on how this experiment in free outdoor internet access at DuPont Circle is developing.
Great. We hope so too.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.